Welcome, April Fool's Day edition of the Insurrection Off-Ramp, Seekers of Truth and Democracy. Thank you so much for joining us on this April Fool's Day. And we'll be having that April Fool's Day parade with Joe Huter and Straight Arrow right here on the Insurrection Off-Ramp. I'm Pat McCurdy. I want to remind you today, one of the most important things you can get anywhere is the truth. He first did the crimes, and then he decided to go run for president, and that's something you must keep in mind. The people that are addressing him and the people that are doing the complaining and that are turning on him are fellow Republicans. We're talking Mike Pence. We're talking Mark Andrews. We're talking other Republicans. These are the become more apparent as more Republicans jump ship and distance themselves from the dangerous MAGA crowd. It's becoming more apparent now that this is the Reverend Donald Trump's true MO. He plans to just say it's all the institution's fault. We have a good criminal justice system, and I personally am offended when he takes aim at it and tries to use our justice system, our judges, our prosecutors, our policemen, as some kind of a fault for his misconduct. Getting a little bit old, and probably the straw that broke the camel's back was his decision to become a man of the cloth, selling Bibles at $60 a pop, when Holiday Inn has got them for free, and you can go down and get a $10 can of gold spray paint. There you are, gold sneakers. Or you can call them boots. However you want to create this fantasy for this man, he's obviously lost his mind. And the worst, most dangerous thing he can do is convince anyone that he's any kind of deity or saint or has anything to do with the second coming or whatever. This man is a brazen lunatic who will go to prison without a doubt if he doesn't get elected to the United States of America as president, no less. And right now, if he sells enough Bibles and shoes, he may have some money for his commissary when he goes to prison, but he's hardly a good example, and I hope this latest grift of him selling something that is truly free, if anyone wants one, go to the Holiday Inn and say, I'd like to have one of your Bibles, and I'm sure they'll help you out, or any church. In this day and age of Bidenomics, they love to say it's a bad economy, and in the meantime, they're trying to get you to buy a $399 pair of gold sneakers. Pat McCurdy for the Insurrection Off-Ramp. We take you now live, as promised, to Boise, Idaho, with the April Fool's Day Parade already in progress. Here's Straight Arrow.
Yes, it's very bright and yellow.
But it's, what is that? They're trying to get it started right now, Joe, I believe.
It's making some strange sound. It's a big yellow float. Well, I think they do. Somebody push that out of the road.
Get that bus out of the road.
We've got to finish this parade. Okay. Hey, wait a minute. Here comes the Channel 7 news float. Isn't this fantastic?
Oh, they showed Channel up today. 7 float.
Yeah, the Idaho News Channel.
Yeah.
You know what? But they call it the Larinex News now.
Larinex News. That's great.
That's Dee Sargent and Rick Lance and Mark Johnson, Bob Holland. Great guys. And by the way, Bob and Mark are just back from New York, and I understand they won't talk to anybody because they got the visit with Bryant Gumbel and Tom Brokaw.
The big wig.
Big head news, we call it now. Thanks for
big
coming by,
news.
You guys. We love you.
Thank you. Get straight in 88. See the banners.
Yes.
See the banners. Thank you.
Wonderful.
You know, it's wonderful to get the support of people like Channel 2, Channel 7, and I guess Channel 6 is supporting Straight Arrow now. We had Channel 2 out here a moment ago filming, Joe, so
yes.
That's terrific. I want to thank, too, Fred Constant, the owner and director, the czar of the radio station.
I understand he's contributing
$20,000. Thank you, Joe.
For the Straight Arrow for President campaign.
That's right. We're putting that in the bank this morning. We'll be doing things like buying the whole town breakfast. You know what I mean?
Oh, great idea. Right after the parade. Everybody show up.
That's right. Why waste your vote on a Democrat or a Republican when you can waste it on Straight Arrow, the next president of the United States, the voice of indecision, only heard over KIZM 93 FM. The parade is terrific. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Joe, you're doing a terrific job. You're freezing.
The sun's great, Arrow.
That's right. We're out in front of City Hall right now, the Fool's Day Parade, Main Street and Capitol Boulevard with Straight Arrow, along with Joe Huter. We've kind of broke the format of our regular scheduled broadcast today to broadcast this parade. It's winding up. We have something like another 15 or 20 floats left, Joe.
And hey, everybody, hello!
Hi there!
Thank you!
Boy, look at that. People honking and
oh, great crowd!
There's the Easter Bunny!
Look at the
here!
That's yeah.
Great! Oh!
Hello.
Oh! Hi there,
buddy.
The Easter Bunny! I didn't know the Easter Bunny could drive.
I don't know. I don't think she can.
Listen, just a second. Here's a gentleman who wants to say something. Sir, what do you think of the parade?
You get back here, you pants. Can they stay winter? There's no way that nobody's gonna leave this town.
Oh,
hell, I was born here, and I was raised here. And that gun, I'm gonna die here. And no sidewinding bushwhacking, pouring water, and crugger
okay.
Is gonna run away.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm not sure what that was all about.
I don't know. Was that one of the mayors from one of the cities? Or I don't think so.
Hold it just a second. I think you're right.
It's a
think you're right there.
By
you
the
know
way,
who that was? That was Mayor Greg Nelson from CUNA.
Oh, no. Oh, we're so glad he's back.
Well, cool
by the way,
day.
We'd like to mention a couple of things since downtown Boise is really starting to look great.
All right.
We are right across the street from the Egyptian Theater where the Capitol Terrace parking facility and retail facility is under construction. We'd like to congratulate those folks and all the wonderful folks that are coming down the street right
what
now.
What a job. You know, everything, this town is beginning to hum. You know, they can hear the town beginning to build up, and we're real proud to be part of Boise, the City of Trees, here at KIZN.
Absolutely, and they're doing a tremendous job, and all the guys in the buses have been waving and honking this morning. Super gentlemen, what a day in downtown Boise for the Parade of Fools.
There goes Ken Morrison, Knutson, our bus from the Boise Urban Stages. And look on the back of the buses. What does it say?
It says K-I-Z-M.
Continuous Country, K-I-Z-M. Somebody has switched signs last night.
Oh, no. What a prank.
We're going to have some people mad at us, I'll tell you that.
We'd like to thank Bob Rice Ford for our beautiful pickup here today.
Thank you.
You guys down there, you're great.
We'll be back with more of the parade live on KIZN at Main Street and Capitol, right in front of City Hall in just a little bit.
April Fool's Day Parade now continues from the Insurrection off-ramp.
We are just about to wrap up the Fool's Day Parade. Hi, this is Straight Arrow along with Joe Huter, Main Street and Capitol Boulevard. The Fool's Day Parade's been going on since 7 o'clock this morning. Over 250 floats, four or five horse parades. We've had all kinds of people on bicycles and special sports cars and convertibles.
Fly over from the Idaho Air Guard and Mountain Home Air Force Base. A tremendous day here at Main and Capitol in downtown Boise.
Right now, real quickly, while we're wrapping this up, I believe we have an interview since Easter is this weekend, Joe. Johnny Mitchell, if you're there, you have the Easter Bunny. Come in, please.
Hi, once again on the street with Johnny Mitchell. Good morning. We're having a lot of fun out here in the crowd. There's some sort of disturbance. There's a creature in the crowd over here.
I can see him.
Oh, no.
Excuse me, sir.
Who are you?
I'm Johnny Mitchell from KIZN Radio.
I just came by there for the parade and show some support for Straight Arrow.
Well, we appreciate that, you know.
He's running for president, you know.
Yeah, I know he's running for president.
I'm going to vote for him. And my vote really counts a lot.
Your vote counts a lot. Who are you?
What do you mean, who am I? Not the fluffy tail, the long ears. Where the hell you been, in a cave? I'm the Easter Bunny.
I should have known that right off.
Right. And Adele Straight Arrow, I wish him a lot of luck, you know? He's going to need every... Yeah. Now get out of my way. I got eggs to deliver.
Oh, man. Thanks, Easter Bunny.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by the parade.
Thank you, Johnny
Mitchell on the street and back to you.
Thank you. Oh. I think the Easter Bunny stopped at the interlude there or something.
Yes, I know he did. Yes. My goodness.
Joe, since the parade is wrapping up, we want to thank you listeners, first of all, for coming by. A lot of people were honking. I want to thank all of you in the outlying towns, all the mayors, all the people who provided horses.
All the high schools, they came with folks today, and marching bands.
From everywhere.
The BSU Jazz Band was here today. What a tremendous day we've had.
We forgot to mention the Jerome High School Marching Band that came by a little bit ago, but we weren't on the air at the time. But thank you for coming all the way up from Jerome.
You know, it takes literally thousands of people and hundreds of hours to put flowers on these floats and to get the bands all ready with special tunes and everything.
That's right. And of course, engineering here, we want to thank Mark.
Mark in the dark.
Thank you very much. We want to thank all of the staff at KIZN for the hours, the endless hours of work put into the Tools Day Parade.
We need to thank the chief of police who personally came down and directed traffic.
Right.
The mayor, Mayor Dick Kempthorne, sent his best wishes. And
thank you very much.
Him. And, of course, the governor, the president, made a special appearance today and Idaho joke. What a wonderful day we've had
here. Don't forget the Morrison Knutson float, the Idaho National Guard, Albertson, thank you, Idaho Power, Boise Cascade, the Micron, the smallest float in the world.
Needed special glasses to see it.
J.R. Simplot and the big statue made completely of mashed potatoes. The Sheriff Ron Colleen and the Green Belt Patrol, or whatever
the Green Belt Posse. That's right.
Cecil Andrus, thank you very much. Butch Otter and all the crew for making this one of the greatest Fool Day parades we have ever seen. Next year, the 14th annual parade, of course, will be broadcast exclusively over KIZN 93 FM. To all of you, thank you and happy April Fool's Day!
Yes, adjudicated rapist, presidential candidate, and Bible salesman, what he thought we should do about the problem in Congress.
We'll root out the communists, Marxists, fascists, and the radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country.
Trump says he's proud that he overturned Roe v. Wade. He said, and I quote, "There has to be punishment for the women exercising the reproductive freedom."
There has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
Taylor Swift urged her fans to get out and vote today. Here's an interview at her home with her parents.
I've got involved with politics or religion.
Yeah, but this is on the home front. And also, back in the presidential election, I was in such a horrendous place that I wasn't going to pop my head out of the sand for anything.
Why would you? I mean, does Bob Hope do it? Does Bing Crosby do it? Does Mick Jagger do it?
What the hell? Come on.
No, what I'm saying right now is...
Bob Hope and Bing Crosby. These aren't your dad's celebrities, and these aren't your dad's Republicans.
Well, imagine if we came to you and said, hey, we've got this idea that we could halve the number of people that come to you next to it. And the other thing, just from a security standpoint, Taylor Swift comes out against Trump.
I don't care if they write that. Sad that I didn't 2 years ago, but I can't change that. I'm saying right now that this is something that I know is right, and you guys, I need to be on the right side of history, and if he doesn't win, then at least I tried.
Here's the problem.
I just want to read you what I wrote, and I'm going to try to start. I just really want you to know that this is important to me.
I've read the entire thing, and the bottom line right now, I'm terrified. I'm the guy that went out and bought armored cars.
I worry for her safety as much as anybody does. Maybe more. It really is a big deal. She votes against fair pay for women. She votes against the reauthorization of the Violence Against Women Act, which is just basically protecting us from domestic abuse and stalking. She thinks that if you're a gay couple, or even if you look like a gay couple, you should be allowed to be kicked out of a restaurant. It's really basic human rights, and it's right and wrong at this point, and I can't see another commercial and see her disguising these policies behind the words Tennessee Christian values. Those aren't Tennessee Christian values. I live in Tennessee. I am Christian. That's not what we stand for.
Taylor Swift on the off-ramp, April Fool's Day parade. Who put this in front of? Oh, April. Okay. Going to have some Bruce Alcar music, Road to Atlanta, in a little bit. Like to give a shout-out to new listener Jerry Schultz. Also, Vern Peterson, who's in Bismarck. I think Jerry is somewhere in Frostbite Falls, Minnesota. Scott Jameson and Doyle Hoff both were in the hospital recently, and now they're on the mend, and that's always good to hear. Like to remind you, too, Jeff Spencer will be coming with us next week as we search for the ultimate way back. If you're stuck in a cult, particularly the MAGA cult, then you'll want to come along. We have almost inconclusive evidence that Donald Trump is not, and I repeat, not Jesus Christ. Okay, we have this one last question from the former president turned porn star fornicator to now Bible salesman. Yes, of course I'll buy a Bible from you, but in the meantime, what would you do if you saw Pat McCurdy right now? What would you like to do?
Like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
McCurdy saying, live the good life and sleep in the streets. See you next time. Here's some get on out of here music for you with Bruce Alkire and his bunch called Babbling Brook. See ya. For Breakfast Club is coming soon to a podcast near you.
That's all, folks.